There's a question in the halakha of Sefirat HaOmer. A case that happened was a person forgot to count Sefirat HaOmer at night. The following day, he forgot the entire day until he came to sunset. At sunset, now you enter the zone called Ben HaShemashot for the first 13 and a half minutes. And during those 13 and a half minutes, he remembered that he didn't count yesterday. So he wants to know, can he count during that twilight for yesterday? But without a beracha, of course. And then after it gets dark, he'll continue counting the subsequent night with the beracha. The real question is, can you catch yourself during Ben HaShemashot? Or do we say no, once Ben HaShemashot comes, already it's the next day, and therefore you miss the Omer, and then you have to count subsequently without a beracha. So, Hacham Avadya Alav Shalom, in Hilchot Yom Tov, on page Resh Lamed Chet, he brings down the case, and he says, it is permissible to count Ben HaShemashot, Beli Beracha, for yesterday's counting, and then, after it gets dark, to continue counting with a beracha, and it's based on a Sefek Sefeka. We have a double sefik. Let's review the double sefik. First of all, as you know, there is a machloket amongst the Rishonim. Some say that Sefirat HaOmer is one continuous mitzvah. And if you break the link on one night, you're out. However, there's other Rishonim that say every night is standalone. So sefik, the halakha is like those opinions that say that every night is standalone. So even if you missed last night, what do I care? Tonight is a new night, and it's a new mitzvah. And even if you want to say it's a continuous mitzvah, however, Safek Ben HaShemashot, maybe it's day. And if Ben HaShemashot is day, so then you count it during the day. So Miman of Shekha have a Safek, that it's a separate mitzvah. And even if you say it's a continuous mitzvah, I count it, I made it during the day. And therefore, during this, using the Safek Safeka, it allows me to count. He then asks a very strong question. He's, once you're playing with sefek sefekot, so now I can make a sefek sefekah the other way, lahmir. There's an opinion that says, Tosafot, that if a person did not count at night, he cannot make it up in the day. The day does not save you. You gotta count at night. The day that we do, you know, when we say ayom in the day, Tosafot says that does nothing. So I will say, Sefek, that counting in the day is nothing. And even if you want to tell me it's something, Sefek Ben HaShemashot is night. And if Ben HaShemashot is night, you didn't catch yourself during the day. I mean, take the Sefekot the other way. And then it'll come out with a Sefek Sefekot that you have to be Mahmir. So Chama Yab brings an unbelievable proof that when it comes to rabbinical mitzvot like Sefirat HaOmer, we do not say a Sefek Sefekot to be Mahmir. In this case, you want to be Mahmir, not to count to Omer. I want to count to Omer. No, we're not going to say Safek Safeka to be stringent that you don't have to, that you can't do the mitzvah. What's his proof? His proof is a beautiful proof. We know that there's a law that there is tehum, that on Shabbat, a person is not allowed to travel, you know, a certain distance outside the tehum. Where do we learn that from? The Midbar. In the Midbar, the Jewish people were limited on their travelings on Shabbat. Al yetzei ish mekomo b'yom haShabbat. So the Gemara says that what about tehum on the water? Is there tehumim on the water? Guys on a boat, is there tehum? The Gemara says if there's tehum on the water, at most it's going to be only Yisud Rabbanan, because it's not domeh to the Midbar. The Midbar is dry land. So the rabbis put a gezerah. Yesh tehumim on the water, midrabbanan. Now the Gemara's question is the following. When we say tehum, is there tehum above 10 tefachim? Is there tehum above 10 tefachim? Or maybe there's only tehum within 10 tefachim? The Gemara has a question on this. The Gemara does not resolve it. It's a sefek in the Gemara. So now Shulchan Aruch writes, if let's say you have a person on a boat, and he doesn't know if the water is above 10 tefachim or it's below 10 tefachim. If it's below 10 tefachim, for sure there's a problem of tehum. The question is the tehumim above? He doesn't know. So Maran writes, you have a sefek sefeka. Sefek, that while, that maybe it's above ten tefachim. If you say it's above ten tefachim, could be there's no techumim. And what's the other sefek? So he says like this. He writes, I'm quoting you Maran now. Mutar lehalech bahem, in the waters, ad sheyitbarer lanu, until you know for sure, shamayim pechutim ma'asara. And what's the sefek? The kevan da ba'ayim yesh tuchmim lemala ma'asara lo efsheta. The Gemara did not answer that question, so therefore that's pending. So it's possible that what? That maybe really there's no tuchmim above asara in the first place. But the rabbanan azin and nekula kegon b'mayim. ואפילו אחד מסף קלן, אם המים למעלה מעשרה או לא, מותר להלך בהם, עד שיברר לנו שהמים פחותים מעשרה. והרי כשאנו מסופקים עם המים למעלה מעשרה או לאו, in this case over here, we have a ספק. Now why is Maran being מקל? Seemingly, we should make a ספק ספקה להחמיר. That ספק, maybe the water is below. The water is below, there's no question. And even if you say the water is above, maybe the Gemara's answer to that question is going to be that there's tachumim above 10. Safek safek alachmir. Maran doesn't think it's safek safek alachmir. Why? Because tachumim on the water is only isud the Rabbanan. So Achamadiyah brings a proof from there that be isud the Rabbanan, you don't say safek safek. Back to our story of Sefirat HaOmer. Sefirat HaOmer b'zman hazeh, according to the majority of the post scheme, is mit Rabbanan. And therefore, if a person remembers Ben Hashem Ashot, which means 13 and a half minutes, that he didn't count the night before, he can count Bedi Berachat that time, and then he should wait. He shouldn't count during Ben Hashem Ashot the next night as well, because then already you're playing it both ways. Wait until after sunset, 40 minutes, let's say, and then he can count the following night based on the Sefek Sefekah. Sefek, that each night is a standalone night, and even if you want to tell me it's continual, Sefek Ben Hashem Ashot is considered the day, and therefore you caught yourself. And even though we could say Sefek Sefekah the other way, Sefek, that maybe you cannot catch yourself in the day, and even if you want to say you can't catch yourself in the day, maybe Ben Hashem Ashot is night, from the case of Eruvin on the water, you see that we do not take a Sefek Sefekah b'drabanan lechumrah.